This is Wisconsin Today.
And this is Mrs. and Mr. T.
You're hearing a pair of bald eagles in Trempealeau, Wisconsin. This once endangered species has made a remarkable comeback in our state, and recently the Raptor Resource Project wanted to bring this pair of nesting eagles to the masses.
On a free webcam, people can view these two eagles nesting, laying eggs, and soon we'll be able to watch baby eagles emerge from their shells as hatching season is in early spring.
The webcam comes courtesy of the Raptor Resource Project in Decorah, Iowa, founded in 1989 by the late Bob Anderson.
The Raptor Resource Project now has about a dozen live nature cams that you can stream, and they feature eagles and falcons, kestrels and vultures.
So to learn about the Trempealeau eagles and the other Wisconsin-based projects, we have Executive Director of the Raptor Resource Project, John Howe. John, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, great to be here.
So you've started monitoring Mr. and Mrs. T, who are up on the Eagle Cam now through the Raptor Resource Project, at some point last year. What have we learned about this couple, and what are their personalities like?
We did all the installation in the fall of 2023. So you're right, last year was our first live cam year. And we think that there's been a few changes. We may have had a new male last year, and we think that we might have a new female this year. And interestingly, bald eagles, the females have a different egg-laying pattern between different females. So we noticed that we had two eggs last year during the season, and this year we have three eggs. So it kind of led us to believe that there's a possibility that we've got a new female this year.
So for folks who tune into the Eagle Cam now, what would you expect to see from Mr. and Mrs. T?
So basically, we're in the incubation stage for the bald eagle. And basically, that incubation period is, it can vary, but basically, it's around 34 to 36 days. So if I went through and did the math and looked at my calendar, I think we would have about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks more before we'll start expecting to see a potential hatch starting. So we're basically looking at adult eagles changing back and forth with their incubation duties, and both the male and the female eagle do that. And we should start seeing a hatch come up here in about a week and a half to 2 weeks.
One of the things I've noticed, John, is how careful and clean Mr. and Mrs. T are with their nest and how they tend to it almost obsessively. You said now that there's a language for bald eagles in their nesting habits. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. You know, over the years, the Raptor Resource Project, one of the first things was the viral bald eagle nest in Decorah, the Decorah eagles that started with worldwide viewing back in 2011. And there have been enthusiasts, bald eagle watchers, basically, that have come up with, a lot of them are moderators that we've had over the years, and they've come up with their own language, basically, for all the different little things that happen in the nest and little characteristics and traits and things like that. So, for instance, the actual list of different items and what they're called and what they refer to is called the diction airy, although airy is spelled like what a raptor nest is called, and that's an airy. So diction airy is just one example of the slightly modified eagle, eaglish. It's not English, it's eaglish, eagle speaking terms. So it's pretty interesting. To get the full flavor of that, I think we've got a live chat that folks can drop in on and ask questions. We've got moderators on this nest like almost every day between, twice a day there's a chat open that folks can log in and watch the cam and ask questions and
speak
just
some
enjoy.
English.
We're talking about the eagles in Wisconsin with John Howe, executive director of the Raptor Resource Project. They recently started a publicly available webcam to watch two bald eagles in Trempealeau, Mr. and Mrs. T.
John, what do you see as the value, and what are we learning from this webcam footage that we're getting?
This nest is a little bit different than many that we have. A lot of the nests that we have are in cottonwood trees, and cottonwoods are pretty abundant near water sources, and water sources, either a lake or a river, is pretty much prime territory for bald eagles because their primary diet is fish. So mostly cottonwoods, but our north nest in north of Decorah, that nest is actually in a white oak. For the Trempealeau eagles, they're in a pine tree, a white pine tree, and it's a little bit different if you've been into the northern part of Wisconsin or know the difference of the wind blowing through a regular deciduous tree versus a pine tree. There's just that gentle whispering of the wind going through the tree and the branches and the boughs kind of moving around when the weather and the wind picks up. But this one specifically is in a white pine tree, and it's about 67, almost 70 feet off the ground, about 65, I think, when we measured it. It's been there for several years. These can get up to be, you know, at least a ton or more, the weight of these nests, depending on if they're wet with rain and a lot of material.
The nest can weigh a ton?
A ton or more. Yeah, I was going to say, we've seen nests come down on the Wisconsin side of the Mississippi River, just south of Winona. There was a characteristic nest that it almost looked like a big champagne glass, you know, this really long V going up between branches of the tree. And that one finally came down this past year. But some of these nests have been around for decades, and the eagles just keep building on top. We built a nest for our North Nest eagles, the Decorah North Nest eagles, just this last summer. That came down because of soggy, wet conditions, high winds, and we rebuilt a starter nest, and they've put it's got to be at least 2.5 feet of material on top of that starter nest that we did already. So they are avid nest builders, and they do a lot of bringing in sticks into the nest. And we can talk about looking at that nest. I'm looking at it right now. There's a lot of different areas even of the nest, depending on what activity is going to be there.
But I don't want to forget this. You're also tracking golden eagles in Wisconsin, and you had a golden eagle in January that gave you a bit of surprise. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our multi-year golden eagle study of the eastern population here, not much is known about the golden eagles that winter here in the Driftless area and the western part of Wisconsin. And so up until this year, we had trapped and put solar-powered GPS transmitters on golden eagles. We had 13 of them that we've backpacked, and we call them our research partners. And they go all the way up to the Arctic, up to Nunavut, Hudson Bay area during the summer months. And that's where their nesting area is. And they come down here for food in the winter and bringing their young down. So we started out at 13, and we were able to trap and take scientific measurements and take blood samples and get information from 8.
And you trapped one of the oldest?
Yes. So a 32-year-old male golden eagle that had a band on it. So that was quite a surprise for Abby Crumry, who was part of the Abby and Anna. They were the team that trapped that golden eagle. And they were able to track, and we were able to communicate with the initial person that banded that back in Pennsylvania. So quite a story. All those years, 32 years later, for a bander to have somebody find an eagle that they had banded that many years ago. But yes, the oldest on record golden eagle in North America.
Wow. John Howe will be keeping a close eye on Mr. and Mrs. T and their 3 eggs as they get ready to hatch. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
John Howe is the executive director of the Raptor Resource Project based in Decorah, Iowa. It manages projects throughout Wisconsin. The organization recently launched a webcam in Trempealeau along the Mississippi River. It monitors a pair of bald eagles who are named Mr. and Mrs. T. You can watch their nest at raptorresource.org and keep an eye out for those three eggs to hatch over the next couple of weeks.